Welcome to the Power Is Now Radio. Your host and founder of the Power Is Now Incorporated, Eric Frazier.
Hello, everybody. This is Eric Frazier, and welcome to the Power Is Now First-Time Homebuyer Online Seminar on Facebook Live. Thank you for joining me this evening. We certainly hope that you'll spend the next half hour with us as we talk about the top five reasons why you should buy a home. And basically, we're talking about renting versus buying. And what are the top five reasons why you should buy a home? You know, the homeownership debate is alive and well on the internet. You can actually Google rent versus buy, and you'll see everyone from Khan Academy to Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae and a host of blogs just weighing in on the debate on what are the benefits of buying a home versus renting a home. And there are some who try to make a great case for just renting as opposed to buying. In fact, it was kind of interesting reading all the blogs and the information that's available on the web about that. And I'm just kind of amazed how anyone could ever think that renting is better than buying. But folks, there are some out there who actually think that. They actually think it's okay to rent. They actually believe that the benefits are greater, both long-term and short-term, in renting than buying. And I'm here to tell you tonight that it is not. It is absolutely not better to rent than to buy. For those of you who are watching for the first time tonight, my name is Eric Frazier, and I'm the president and CEO of The Power Is Now. The Power Is Now is a media company, and we've been around as a media company since 2009. We have a national radio show on Blog Talk Radio, a national magazine on thepowerisnow.com, and we're live on Facebook both Tuesday afternoon at 12:30 and Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock, where we conduct on a pretty consistent basis online training about homeownership, how to buy, and the programs that are available to buy. Please go to thepowersnow.com and look under TV. You'll find all the previous shows that cover everything from how to buy four units to how to get a home with no money down and everything else in between. So we want to encourage you to become members under membership under thepowersnow.com under membership. You can join for free so you can receive notifications of our various programs, whether it be online, on the radio, or live Facebook events. Now, The Power Is Now is also a mortgage company and a real estate company. No use to have all this great information if we're not also providing you the resources to get it done, to actually take action on the knowledge you're receiving. So our license number as a real estate company, The Power Is Now, Inc., doing business as a Power Is Now Real Estate Services, is licensed by the state of California only, and the license number is 198047. We are also a mortgage company, the Power Is Now Mortgage Services, licensed in the state of California only, and our license with the MMLS is 1435243. I am the broker for the real estate division. I'm a real estate broker, and my individual license number is 011-434-84, and I am a mortgage broker and broker for the Power Is Now Mortgage Services, and my individual broker's number from the MLS is 461807. So if you would like to learn more about the Power Is Now, go to thepowersnow.com and check out the About Us section, where you'll find our statement of purpose, our mission, our vision, our core values. We are committed to homeownership. We're committed to working with first-time homebuyers. We're committed to helping people to generate wealth, create wealth, and generational wealth. And I believe that it starts with homeownership. And there's a lot of data, a lot of supporting information out there to support that. In fact, if you go to thepowersnow.com and under resources, you'll see we have a whole section of various resources that are available to you to read. Research papers that really make it clear, without a shadow of a doubt, that the number one way of building wealth for everyone, really in spite of ethnicity, but for everyone, is home ownership. It is the primary means of building wealth. And it's an area of weakness for minorities. African Americans have the lowest homeownership rate. Next would be the Latino community. And so there's a lot of work that needs to be done to improve the homeownership rate for minorities. And we're committed here in doing this. As an African American and a father and a grandfather, a son of a father and mother who had an opportunity to buy a home and then lost a home, not being able to generate wealth through homeownership, I know what that's like. I lived it growing up very, very poor, living in a rental house. I know what that's like. I've lived it. And I know firsthand how important it is to own a home. And I know what a game changer it has been for me and my family. And so I'm very passionate about it and very passionate about, you know, really anyone that's interested in doing what I've been able to do and others like me. And that is to acquire property, build wealth, and be able to leave an inheritance for my family when, you know, my time is up. You know, I was talking to a good friend of mine. His name is Che Hill, and he's a mover and a shaker. Shay, if you're watching and listening, man, just keep doing what you're doing. But we were talking about, you know, how challenging it is to manage it all. And at the end of the day, though, you know, there's two things that we all have to do. We all have to die and we all have to pay taxes. And so we need to get our estate in order to avoid, not necessarily avoid, to minimize the tax, inheritance tax and things of the nature. And we need to recognize that time is limited, right? We're not going to be here forever. So we have to be, you know, serious and intentional about what we're doing right now, how we are setting ourselves up for retirement, how we are setting ourselves up to help our family, to give them a leg up. These are things we absolutely have to be intentional about in preparation for death and taxes, the two things you just cannot escape. Real estate will help you minimize your taxes, although there have been some recent changes in the law that make that a little bit more challenging. But still in all, I'm happy that there are still tax benefits, great tax benefits in owning a home. And of course, even in death, there's living trust and all kinds of things you can put in place to minimize the consequences of taxes as it relates to your estate and building wealth. But the first thing we need to do is get into the game. And if you are a first-time home buyer or you're looking for ways, you're looking for strategies, please check us out. Go to our thepowersnowtv.com or thepowersnow.tv or thepowersnow.com and go to the TV section. You'll find many videos. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/thepowersnow, and you can see many videos. And we talk about various products and programs to get into a home. So tonight, I'm not going to get into a particular program, but I want to, you know, throw my hat into the ring and to discuss, you know, this rent versus buy and what are the benefits to renting versus buying. Before we get started, I want to thank those of you who are joining us on Facebook Live. I appreciate my great team, agents out there who are supporting this. And for those of you who are listening and you are watching and you've been invited by a real estate professional, please reach out to that agent. And first, you know, thank him for inviting you. One of the great things I like about what we do on Tuesday nights is we're making it convenient for people to get information. Instead of having to get a babysitter or leave the kids or your chores on a Saturday or Sunday and try to make it someplace to hear this information, you can tune in at your convenience, whether it be if you can't make it live at 7 o'clock, then whenever you can, because what we do on Facebook is there forever, right? That's a good thing and a bad thing, right? It's there forever. But it's great that we can provide some great information to people in a time that is convenient for them and in a way that's convenient for them to get information. Now, what we want you to do, though, if I say anything tonight that will inspire you and motivate you to move forward, please reach out to the real estate professional who invited you to watch it or listen tonight. For those of you who are on Blog Talk Radio, please reach out to us if you're hearing anything at all that is encourage you to move forward. If you would like to get started with the process, you can go to applytobuynow.com and start your application right now, right online. If you need additional assistance and help with saving money or eliminating debt or building your credit scores or anything of that nature, go to neverrentagain.com. That's our home buyers club, neverrentagain.com, where we help you get ready for homeownership. Hey, I want to just acknowledge a number of people that are on the show tonight. It's always good to see Shanika. Her credit scores are continuing to rise. She's a member of the Home Buyers Club. And Shanika, I'm proud of you and the continual progress you're making. And I tell you, folks, if you need to increase your score, you know, there's no get rich quick. There's no super fast way of getting it done. There isn't. It's hard work. It's a plan and determination. That's really the bottom line. And we provide you support with doing that getting your credit scores up. Now, don't get me wrong. You don't need a great credit score to buy a home. You can buy a home with a very low credit score. But the better your credit score, the better interest rate we can provide you. In addition, I want to welcome Kevin Buddy. Man, Kevin Buddy is an icon in our – who doesn't know Kevin Buddy? My goodness. And you know what? Kevin, you and I should have a conversation. I think we've talked maybe once in the last 20 years, but I've known you probably for 30 years. And the great job you do as a manager, from consultant to manager in the mortgage business. Thanks for joining tonight. And those of you who are joining for the first time, welcome to the Power Is Now online home buyer seminar. Every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, I'm trying to share some information that will inspire people to move forward with buying a home. And again, for my real estate agents out there, thank you for supporting this show and inviting your clients to listen in. I appreciate it. And I tell you, we all work together. Whether you work for the Power Is Now or you work for an outside real estate firm, you know, this information is for everybody. And the more people we have tuning in, the better it is for everybody, the more attention we get, and the more viral it all becomes, and other people can receive this information and learn what it takes to buy a home, or like tonight, some of the benefits in buying a home and why it's so important. Okay, so with that being said, if you have any questions about anything I say tonight, you can drop a question in the chat room, or you can send me an email at eric.frazier@thepowerisnow.com, and we will get back to you right away. All right. So number one, I'm going to talk about the top five benefits, the top five benefits of buying a home. And you can also say the top five reasons, but it's really the top five benefits in buying a home and reasons for buying a home. And I would say for me, and again, this is just for me, the number one reason why you should buy a home is because, you know, it is still the American dream, right? Everybody wants to own a home, and you know that you're going to do it. You're going to do it. If you look at the homeownership rate by age, people in their 60s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, it's like 70 to 80% of people in that age bracket own a home. And so you got to think about that for a moment. You know, at some point, you're going to get tired. You're going to get tired of chasing rents. You're going to get tired of moving. You're going to want to settle down, you know, and find a place, an area, a neighborhood, a community where you're going to, you know, dig some very serious deep roots in that community. Who knows? You may run for mayor. Who knows what you might do? But you're going to get settled in one day. And when you make that decision, you don't want it to be in your 50s or 60s. And yet, I will still say for those of you who might be in your 50s and 60s and you've never bought a home, well, it's never too late. It's never too late to get in the game. So the number one reason why you should buy a home is because of the opportunity cost. The opportunity cost associated with renting. I mean, if you've been renting for the last 10 years, it's pretty amazing what has been happening to the cost of real estate. And you know this already because you've experienced it just in what you're paying in rent, the appreciation of rent. People who own property, especially investment properties, they are just so incredibly happy right now because they're making money. They're getting right now, rents are higher than they've ever been everywhere. And the vacancy factor is so low. You know, you don't see very many evictions even taking place. People know that if they get evicted, they may not be able to rent ever again. And if they don't renew that lease, that 3% increase or 5% increase is probably a bargain because others coming in on properties that are completely vacant, someone's moved out, they're paying a whole lot more. And so the opportunity cost, you already know that over the last 10 years, over the last 5 years, you're paying more rent today than you would have ever paid. And so think about this for a moment. If you had bought a house 5 years ago, let's say you live in Orange County. In Orange County, and this is straight from the MLS, the California Regional MLS, in 2012 in Orange County, you could have purchased a home in around $250,000. This is the median price, $250,000 in 2012. Now it's about $550,000. I have a graph on this, and I want to share this graph actually because it's it really tells the whole story. I'm going to do that in just a second. It tells a whole story of what's going on with housing. And folks, if you're not thinking about buying a home and you want to buy a home later on after you get serious about thinking about it, bottom line is you're just going to pay more. You're just going to pay a lot more for that home. So check this out. This is Orange County, 2012, about $250,000. And the blue line is the entire Orange County, right? 2012, 2050. January 2017, about $525,000. That's Orange County. In Los Angeles County, in 2012, you could have bought a home under about $250,000. Los Angeles County. Oh, the red line is Los Angeles County. So about $300,000. And now it's almost $575,000, if you can see the end of the red line in Los Angeles County. And so what does this represent? $300,000 in 2012, $575,000 in 2017. That difference of about $275,000 is the opportunity cost. Opportunity cost is real. How much would you have gained if you had invested your down payment into a house as opposed to your deposit into rent? Riverside County, I live out here in beautiful Riverside. I love Riverside. My wife and I moved here 16 years ago, paid $500,000 for a house in Riverside. That's a lot of money 15 years ago, right, for a home in Riverside out here in the IE, right? It's no way is it like Orange County or even LA County. And so our house today is almost tripled in value, And it's evident by what's happening here. Look, in Riverside in 2012 was $250,000. Now the median price in Riverside is about $525,000. Or actually, that's the entire MLS for Riverside. I'm sorry. So Riverside, the county of Riverside, about $175,000. And let's see, middle of $300,000, about $350,000. There you go, for the county of Riverside. And of course, like all counties or cities, there are areas where you have properties selling for the millions and sell areas where properties are less than $200,000. That's what it's like in the Inland Empire, not so much in Orange County or in Los Angeles County. All right, here again, the red line is San Diego County and the blue line is the entire MLS. So in San Diego County, in 2012, about $275,000, and then up to almost $525,000 to $30,000. That's a difference. I mean, you're looking at almost a $300,000 difference in the last 5 years, right, in property values. Now, we know the great financial crisis took place in between 2007 and 2009. Where property values, you know, really dropped significantly because of the, you know, the house of cards, the fraud, and all the things that were taking place that created this crisis. And since then, with regulatory reforms, things have improved significantly. You have to qualify to buy a home today. And all the overbuilding that took place, all that's been absorbed into the marketplace. And so Inventory is really at an all-time low, and it's going to take a number of years, at least 1 million new homes to catch up. And we need that over the next 10 years. So that's a lot. That's a lot, about 100,000 new homes, additional new homes, about 180,000 total per year over the next 10 years to catch up with the demand. And we're not sure on how accurate that is. But it's going to take time for inventory to improve. That just tells me that the opportunity cost for people who are renting is going to get even worse. San Bernardino County in 2012, again, San Bernardino is the blue line, not the blue line, but the red line in San Bernardino County. You're looking at about 175,000, and now it's just over 300,000, about 325. Now, San Bernardino County for investors has been it's been like the hot spot. I mean, there's so many rental properties in San Bernardino County. I mean, you can get properties for, you know, under $200,000 and rent them out. You're talking about a 12 to 15% return on investment on rental properties. I have friends who own rentals in San Bernardino County, but it's getting more challenging because people are moving to the Inland Empire to find more affordability. So San Bernardino County, again, you're still looking, even in San Bernardino County, opportunity cost is almost $150,000 if you have them purchased. So how do we stabilize these home prices? Well, they're going to have to build more homes, and we'll see what happens with that. Right now, there's a shortage, and that shortage will continue to exist for a while. And every day, new families are moving into the market, new household formations, and we see industry just growing. Jobs are just the job market is getting better and better. Not inventory, but the unemployment rate is an all-time low. And businesses are expanding, especially in the tech industry in Northern California and really across the country. Businesses with the new tax reforms that have taken place are expanding and hiring. And so with this growing economy, you're going to see more and more people want to get into homeownership. And so that imbalance between supply and demand, I think it's going to be with us for a while, which means that home prices will continue to rise and your opportunity costs will just get more serious and much more expensive. Number two, so we just covered opportunity costs. That's number one. The second reason is the fixed housing expense. And so I begin the discussion over opportunity costs with rising rents. And if you can't see it just in what you've been paying in rents, there's a study that's been done by rent.com. And in that study, it cites that vacancy rates are at an all-time low. And at the time of that study, they were saying it's like 7%. In some areas, the vacancy rate is more like 2 to 3%, right? In addition to that, landlords are not doing anything different. They're not having to invest more in their properties to get more because the demand for rental housing is at an all-time high. And why? It's because many people have been priced out of being able to buy completely. And say they don't have any other choice but to rent. And in fact, a recent study by Harvard University cites that over 10 million people are spending over 50% of their expenses, of their income, in rent. And so the only way to get around renting is to buy. And the only way to fix your housing expense is to buy. Now, there's a debate online on whether or not the expense associated with renting is worth it, or the expense associated with buying is worth it when you can rent for a lot less money. And Khan does a number of scenarios, and there are other online platforms with rent versus buy calculators, and you can see how that a case could be made if a person has capital and they are invested in the stock market, that they could perhaps outperform real estate over the long term. You know, I don't know anybody that has been able to do that. Everyone I know, their real estate portfolio is performing far better than their stock market, especially recently with the crash that has taken place, a couple of different serious drops in the market. And I've watched 401ks. In fact, I was talking to a client today. he lost like $10,000 in his 401k with the recent adjustment in the stock market. So, you know, well, will he gain it back? He'll gain it back. But will his 401k outperform his home? It's highly unlikely when you add in the tax benefits associated with it. But just look at fixing your housing expense. What are the reasons? One of the reasons why you should consider buying and fixing your housing expense is the fact that it is a guarantee that if you're paying rent right now, you're going to pay more next year. You can count on it. So anyone who has a mortgage right now, unless there is some special assessment, if they're in an HOA, their HOA dues might go up, or if there's some special assessment with taxes, you might see an adjustment in your impound account. It might go up a little bit. But for the most part, if you're on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, that principal interest payment is not going anywhere. It's going to stay the same. And if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, your income, you're getting raises, eventually that expense will start to decrease. Whereas people who are renting, they're going to be fighting rental increases every single year. And their rent increases are probably most likely going to exceed their annual salary increases from raises or bonuses. And so fixing your housing expense, the only way to do that is to buy a home. Not only are you faced with the possibility of your rent going up, but you have to also qualify to rent a property just like you have to qualify to buy a home. And I have to tell you, if you can qualify to buy a home or to rent a property, you can qualify now to buy a home. I can almost guarantee it. They're looking at your debt ratio. The debt ratio for renters should not be more than 45, max 50%. Well, that's a debt ratio you need to buy a home. The housing expense ratio, which is just your rent or your mortgage divided by your income, should not be more than 31 to 36% max. Landlords are looking at that now. And why are they looking at that? Because they can. They have far more choices. They're choosing someone with high FICO scores. They're choosing someone with a low debt ratio because they want to maximize their rent. That's what they want to do. And they don't want any challenges, a person having some problems in paying their rent. And so if you think it's easier to rent because, you know, it's easier to qualify, those days are slowly coming to an end. There are some landlords in more challenging areas that will accept you with marginal credit scores and higher debt ratios. But those marginal areas are rapidly becoming prime real estate, folks. Rapidly becoming what used to be the hood ain't the hood no more. All right. I mean, that's just the reality. What used to be the hood is not the hood anymore. And if you're not thinking about buying a home, you're going to be really disappointed when the rent that you're paying is actually robbing you of the opportunity to save money to buy a home even in the future. So very, very important point here as to one of the benefits and buying a home is that you have a locked-in housing expense, that you're not chasing rents every month or every year, chasing lower rents, because it is a race you're going to lose. So number one, opportunity costs. You're missing out on the, you're missing out on an opportunity to buy a home at a time where you can probably afford to buy it. And the longer you wait, that opportunity cost may rob you of buying a home altogether. Number two, the fixed housing expense. Do you really want to continue to chase lower rents? You will ultimately lose that race. By the way, another important point here on the fixed housing expense is that the end game for every renter is ultimately homelessness, because there is a cross section where your income is going to be insufficient to meet your rent or to qualify for the rent. There is a day, a reckoning for everyone, where the cost of housing, the cost of rents will exceed your ability to qualify or your ability to even meet that obligation. This forces you now to partner up with someone, some shared housing expense, move back in with your parents, or to live in your car, or to be homeless. I mean, those are the options, and it's not, I mean, why put yourself in that position?
You're listening to The Power Is Now. For more information about the show, go to thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Looking back, I certainly recall one of the greatest moments in my life, the day I set foot in a house that I purchased on my own. Man, what a morning I'll never forget. The American dream lives on. The Power Is Now Buyers Club is here to help you achieve it right now. We have access to lenders and nonprofits who are willing to give you the down payment for a home when others are not. That's right. The down payment assistance is not a loan. It's a gift. Find us at thepowerisnow.com and let's talk. Own your home today. Live the American dream. Thepowerisnow.com. The future is here. Interested in upping your game today? The Power Is Now believes in personal development, and we want to make it happen for you right now. Whether it's business, family, spiritual, motivational, or even marriage, we have the tools and information to help you take your game to a whole new level. Find us at thepowerisnow.com under the Services tab, and let's talk about the future, your future, because the power is in your hands. Thepowerisnow.com, because we care. Who doesn't want to be a superstar? I know you would. I also know you're working hard to be the best real estate agent you can be. But is that enough? Are you a superstar? Well, you should be. Join The Power Is Now and make your path to superstardom as short as it can be. Find us at thepowerisnow.com. Get interviewed on The Power Is Now Radio today and multiply your media exposure now. Thepowerisnow.com. Bringing out the superstar in you. Welcome back to The Power Is Now and your host, Eric Frazier.
Number three, and this really speaks to number one, and I shared the slides earlier. The third reason that you should buy a home is wealth building. If you look at Brandeis University's report, it's on our website. Go on to thepowersnow.com and you'll see real estate resources. You'll find a couple of different reports there on wealth building. Brandeis University and the Institute of Social Assets and Social Policy. In fact, Brandeis University and the Institute of Social and Asset, Social and Asset Policy did a joint study and to discover how institutional decision-making, government policies were impacting the wealth-building ability of minorities versus whites. And they found that in 2009 that the wealth gap between whites and minorities was about $250,000. Another study was done by the Institution of Social Policy. And again, these studies are on my website. They cited the wealth gap in 2013 as around $500,000. $500,000. And they are citing that over the next 30 years in 2043, if minorities don't do anything different than what they're doing now, that the wealth gap will grow to over $1 million. Now, these are two studies that are on our website. Time will not allow me to go into the details of them, but I encourage you to read the studies. Go to thepowersnow.com. And you'll see under real estate resources, you'll see two and other studies here that speak to wealth. Wealth building, the primary driver in every study that I've read to building wealth is owning a home. And so where we see opportunity costs and for those who are renting and choose to rent over buying, we see wealth for those who didn't rent but decided to buy in 2012. And so where you could have bought a home for $200,000 in 2012 and now it's worth $500,000, that's $300,000 in equity. And it's not just $300,000 in equity. If you add the tax savings up over the last 5 years you would have had because of having a home, that's additional, that's cash. That's literally money coming to you right now. So one could argue that wealth is tied up in equity. You know, you can't buy bread with equity. You can't spend it. You have to borrow it. And there's interest expense associated with trying to access it. And I get all that, right? And so it's still money that can be converted to cash when you sell it. And yes, you can borrow it, get a line of credit, which I don't necessarily agree with home equity lines of credit. I'd rather you see you refinance at the lower interest rates that are available right now, pull out some of the cash, and use it for a number of things. Number one, did you know that for small business, the number one method of starting most businesses starting is accessing the equity in their home? That's one of the number one and most easiest ways to get capital to start a business. People are sending their kids to school, to college. They're investing in their property, expanding, adding bedrooms. They're doing things of that nature by refinancing, pulling out cash, increasing the value of the property. They're pulling out cash and buying investment property. And with the income from that investment property, they're able to pay the difference and some of the higher payment now because they pulled that cash out. And so, you know, it takes money to make money. It takes money to make money. We all know that. And so the ability to build wealth over time by holding on to that property is a game changer. It's a game changer for me and my family. It's a game changer for most people that I know that own real estate. The benefits, the cash on cash benefit just from the tax write-off on property taxes and the interest that you pay. And then if you buy a 4-unit building, you can now have depreciation added to the tax write-off you'll have in addition to interest and property taxes. And so it's a gift that just keeps on giving. It really does. It is one way, again, to building wealth. Yes, you can save your money, compound interest, save your money in the stock market, right? You can do that. You can invest in other things as well. But the first thing you should invest in is a home. Because the wealth that you'll generate over time is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I look at my own situation just for a moment here. And hey, Ed Zamaran, thank you for joining us tonight, man. For me, you know, I'm 55 years old. I know I look 25, but it's taking my vitamins, getting some sleep, drinking lots of water, right? So, but I'm 55 years old. And so I know, you know, my time is coming soon. Right. I mean, we're only promised, for those of you who are, you know, in the scriptures, you know, God has only promised us, what is it, 60? Is it 60 and 10? So that's what is that? 20 years, 72 years is how it 72 years or 70 years is what it amounts to be, that the average lifespan. So I'm 55 years of age. I hope to live to be 100. But who knows? Right. Can you imagine what my home is going to be worth? If it's almost tripled in value in the last 15 years, what do you think it's going to be worth another 15 years from now or 20 years from now, right? And that's if I don't do anything at all to it. I don't invest a single penny in it. I just let it ride. What do you think it's going to be worth, right? So if someone tells you that it doesn't make sense to buy a home because of the added expense or that owning a home versus renting a home, they just simply haven't lived long enough yet to know that. And I don't know anybody in their 50s or 60s or 70s that owns real estate will tell you that. Only a young person who thinks he's smarter than everyone else will say things like that. It makes absolutely no sense. Yes, in some cases, your house payment is going to be more than what you would pay in rent. But you don't get all the benefits that I'm talking about here, right? Fixing your housing expense, at least you know where you're at for the rest of it, for the next 30 years, if you keep it that long. And at least you're building wealth that you'll be able to leave for your family. And that's number four. That's the fourth benefit for owning a home, and that is stability for your family. I don't know, when my parents moved to California when I was 3 years old, we lived in a rental house for a long time. And so I guess we were fortunate in that respect and that we weren't moving from place to face, you know, from place to place. But that's really, our story is not normal. It's not. I mean, most people are living 1 to 2 years and then they have to move because of the increase in rents. and they're looking for a cheaper rent because the rent increase was more than their income, their salary increase in their job. And so the stability that homeownership brings to family is important. First, the psychological impact that it has on your kids and having to pull them out of school and, you know, go another place to make new friends. It's just, that's a big deal if you have a family. Not only that, but having to move, sometimes you're moving further away to find cheaper rent, just like people are having to move further out to even afford to buy a home. That has a financial impact on your expenses associated with getting to work. But more importantly, just its ability that it brings to children and that it also brings to yourself, you know, in terms of the relationships you develop in your community and with your neighbors. Having to move, I think that it undermines all of that. And it affects us all when we have to move. I know that when my wife and I got married at the beautiful, tender, young, crazy age of 19, we'll be married for 36 years now. Well, we have been married for 36 years. We moved a few times before we were able to buy a home. And every time we moved, the cost associated with that was more than I could handle. And then, you know, again, the impact to the children. So I can relate to this. And the fact that the stability that it brings to families when you are able to dig in and the kids go to the same school. They stay in the one elementary school the entire 6 years, and then they go to the high school for the whole 2 years, and they're able to finish and graduate with their friends in 4 years in high school. That's a big deal, guys. And so it has to be at some point you have to make a decision. How important is it for my family to be stable? Stability for your family is number four. Number three, building wealth over time is number three. Fixing your housing expense was number two, and the opportunity costs that will continue to rise until you buy was number one. The fifth and the final benefit and reason for buying a home is generational wealth. As an African-American, I can relate to the statistics associated with our community. The median wealth for African Americans, according to the most recent study, in fact, let me just pull that up real quick. Here it is. So in 2013, the average household wealth for African Americans is $85,000. For Latinos, it's $98,000. And for Caucasians, it's $656,000. So the wealth gap is about $500,000. And they're predicting over the next 30 years that our average wealth for African Americans will go from 85 to 107,000. 85 to 107,000. And the reason why is because we're not buying homes. For Asian community, for the Latino community, it'll go from 98,000 to 165,000. So that's almost double. You know, that's a significant improvement, but the median average wealth for Latino families is 165,000. For our Caucasians, it'll go from $656,000 to $1.2 million, almost double over the next 30 years. So the gap in wealth is $1 million between the Caucasians and African Americans and Latinos. Now, think about that for a moment, $1 million in wealth gap. One of the reasons why it's important for everyone to buy a home is that it provides generational wealth for our children. I have grandkids. I tell you, having grandkids was a game changer for me, folks. It really is. I love my grandkids. They're 2 years old and one, Chloe and Kara. I'm thinking about the fact that Chloe and Kara are growing up in a house in which their parents own my daughter and son-in-law. They will never know what it's like to live in a rented house. Think about that for a moment. And the stability that brings to them as children. They will never know probably what it's like to get a student loan to pay for their college education because granddad and grandma will have money when we pass on for them in the hundreds of thousands or millions simply because of assets and real estate that we own. Their mom and dad, because they own a home now, they're 1 and 2 years old. That's 20 years or 18 years before they're looking at college. Can you imagine what their home, their parents' home is going to be worth over the next 15 years. My home has tripled in value. What do you think is going to happen to their home? And so the ability to pass on this wealth to our children and give them the leg up that perhaps you didn't have. I know my parents, I'm the oldest of seven kids, and God bless, my parents are both gone. They did the best they could, all right? I'm amazed. I when I think about it, I'm just amazed on how they were able to do it. We lived in a 600 square foot house, two bedrooms. You know, we were all in one room and they were in another room. We had sheets up against the windows, no curtains, right? We ran out of food every single month. We were on welfare. Every single month, utilities were being cut off. Folks, I'm serious, we were poor. But by the grace of God, we were able to make it through it. And all of us, you know, are doing well now. I look back on it and what a struggle it was for us. Our parents did not leave us any wealth. Everything I own today, everything, every brother, sister I have, everything we own today, we literally bootstrapped it. We got it on our own and we made our own way. And there are some people who think that that's okay. You know, have you heard someone say, well, you know, my parents didn't give me nothing. My son, my daughter, they're going to have to get out there and get it on their own. And I think that's so short-sighted. And it's, I think it's immature thinking, especially as a parent. We have a divine responsibility not only to raise our kids, but to leave an inheritance. It's a biblical responsibility for those of you who are into the scriptures. I mean, we have a divine and imperative to leave an inheritance for our children, to provide for our children. And our children are our children, whether they are one and two grandchildren or they are 30 and 40 adult children. We ought to want to leave an inheritance for our children. Even in our children's adult age, they are having children. And we want to be able to leave an inheritance to start generational wealth. So I can't imagine, you know, 50 years from now when Cara and Chloe, who are one and two, are 50 years old, and perhaps they're on Facebook Live, or who knows, and they're talking about this story, about their efforts to build assets and to leave an inheritance for their children, because this is the precedent, this is the example and the legacy that their grandfather did and started when they were kids. I mean, isn't that a beautiful story? Don't you want that to be your story or your the testimony of your children, that your family now has generational wealth and they're doing extremely well because granddad or great-granddad or great-great-granddad had the wisdom and the thoughtfulness to think about his children and his children's children in building wealth. And so my message to those of you who own real estate already, you ought to think about buying more. I know you're thinking, you know, your home is almost paid for, or, you know, why do you need the hassle of buying investment properties or dealing with landlords? Well, hire a professional management company. If you have money sitting in a 401k or the bank, what's the difference if it's sitting in equity but paying you a whole lot more return on your investment and being professionally managed by an established professional property management company? Let me tell you the difference is. The difference is a much higher rate of return. And based on the rule of 72, whatever rate of return you're getting divided into 72 equals the number of years it would take for that asset to double. So if you're getting 10%, you know, return on your investment, that's every 7.2 years, that investment is doubling. Do that for your children. So I was speaking to a couple today who are looking at buying another home. They're selling their home and they're buying another home. And they're looking at moving towards a more rural area where they can get more bang for their buck. And they just want to retire and have a smaller mortgage and a simpler life. Now, they have sons and daughters. They have grandchildren. And my message to them was, okay, we can make this move. But they're sitting on close to about a half a million or more in 401ks and retirement plans, actually almost $1 million, the more I think about it. They're sitting on a lot of cash. They're sitting in these accounts. And they might spend 50 Gs to buy another home here. And I'm my message to them today was, you know, think about the future, right? And it doesn't just benefit their grandchildren. But it also benefits them. They make the transition to retirement income, which would be about 70% of the income they're making right now. They can easily make that up in the cash flow and buying units, 4, 5, 10, no matter how many units, but easily make up the difference in the cash flow and buying investment properties. They can turn their 401ks into self-directed IRAs. There's a number of things they can do and put that money to real work as opposed to getting the 3, 4%, maybe 5% return. They can get 12, 13, 15% return, and that's cash on cash return. That doesn't include the appreciation of the property itself. It doesn't include the additional tax benefits that reduces their cash outlay and tax. And it's just a no-brainer for people with assets to continue to invest their money and get more assets. You can't take it with you. Why not leave a legacy? If not for your family, if you have no children, for your community, and continue to build wealth. And so, number one, opportunity costs. It's not going to get cheaper. It's just going to get more expensive. Number two, fixed housing expense. Your rent's going to go up every year. Why not lock it in now for 30 years? And that's if you even keep it for 30 years. Number three, wealth building. Why not build wealth? Start building wealth. You know, can you save? And that one example I provided where you 5 years ago, you could have bought a house in Orange County for in the high twos. And here 5 years now, it's in the mid fives. That difference of $300,000 could someone who bought in 2005, could they have saved that much money through their earnings? Could they have earned their way to wealth? Most people don't earn their way to wealth. There's just no way they can do that, right? And so being able to acquire an asset, hold on to that asset, and allow it to appreciate over time, that's how you build wealth, building wealth. That's the number three. Number four, stability for your family. Man, oh man, I have four daughters. I can't tell you what it meant to my children to live in our first home that we bought as a family home for close to 10 years, and then in this home for 15 years. It's truly a game changer. It really is. And it brought stability to our family. It brought stability to my wife and I, and it's still doing it today. And then lastly, generational wealth, thinking about the future. Your grandkids or your great-grandkids or your great-great-grandkids. I tell you, if we want our children to do better, we have to make the right decisions today. If we want to be generous and provide for others, to make provisions for others, we have to make the right decisions today. Well, folks, those are the five benefits of buying a home, renting versus buying. I certainly hope that you can relate to some of the things I've said if you're a homeowner and you're listening right now, and that you'll maybe reach out, help your son or daughter to buy a home, provide some down payment assistance, co-sign for them, and help them get into this game of real estate. If you are a first-time home buyer and you've been inspired by anything I've said here tonight, I want to encourage you to get started with the process. Perhaps you need help. Reach out to the agent that referred you tonight to the show. Let them know what you thought about the information. Let them know that you need help. You want to get started. If you are ready to get going right now, just go to applytobuynow.com. Applytobuynow.com. And you can start your application right now tonight. You can learn what your FICO score is. My staff will get a hold of you right away, and we will get you going tonight. We will. And of course, if you need help, go to neverrentagain.com. Neverrentagain.com is for people who want help. We will help you establish a savings plan. We will help you establish a debt elimination plan. We will help you establish a credit restoration plan. We will help you build your credit. We will help you, right? We will provide you the plans. We will provide you the support to get ready and to position yourself, that is, to buy a home. And then if you need coaching, we have a financial fitness program. It's all under the homeownership program for a monthly fee. We will coach you every single month, and we will hold you accountable to achieving all of your goals. Every single month, we're going to be on you like white on rice, making sure that all the plans we help you put in place, that you're sticking to the plan. And it's for people who are serious. It costs money. So, you know, put your money where your mouth is. If you say you want to buy a home, you know you're not ready. You know you better. We know you, that is. And so you know whether or not you establish a plan if you'll stick to that plan. Most people know. It's like a diet. People stay with the diet for a week and then they get off, right? Or an exercise plan. They go to the gym for a week and then they stop. All right, you know you. And it's the same thing that applies to buying a home. You know you need to save money. You know you need to eliminate debt. You know you need to establish a budget. If you can't do it on your own, get professional help. We have that program here, monthly financial coaching, very, very affordable. Go to neverrentagain.com, neverrentagain.com, and look at the paid program for more information. Well, folks, that concludes another first-time home buyer seminar online, live, right here on Facebook. Please share the link with your family and friends and reach out to me if we can be of any further assistance. Remember, we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. Thank you for joining. The Power is Now.
You've been listening to The Power is Now Radio. For more information about the show, check us out at thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.